That's right. It's time to jump into the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 16th of October. Just what's going on this day in history. On today's date in the year 690, Empress Wu Zexian ascended to the throne of the Tang Dynasty and proclaimed herself ruler of the Chinese Empire. Wu was originally the concubine of Emperor Taizong. After his death, she married his successor, his ninth son, Emperor Guozong, officially becoming Guozong's Empress Consort, and after he suffered a stroke, administrator of the court. Guozong died in late 683 and was replaced by Emperor Zongzong, who was replaced by Emperor Ruzong, but it was Wu, as Empress Dowager, who held the real power, and in 690, Wu had Emperor Ruzong yield the throne to her and establish the Zhao dynasty with herself as imperial ruler, the only female monarch in the history of China. Speaking of female leaders, today in 1384, Jadwiga was crowned King of Poland, although she was a woman. The American Revolutionary War, today in 1780, the British-led Royalton Raid was the last Native American raid on New England. And on the same day, the Great Hurricane of 1780, the deadliest Atlantic hurricane on record, finished after its sixth day, killing between 20 to 24,000 residents of the Lesser Antilles. 1793, the French Revolution, Queen Marie Antoinette was executed on charges of high treason. "Let them eat cake," she allegedly said of starving peasants, to which they said, "Let you eat guillotine." Abolitionist John Brown, a white American, today in 1859, led a raid on Harper's Ferry, Virginia, in an attempt to initiate a slave revolt in southern states. Brown, who said that speeches, sermons, and petitions were accomplishing nothing, saw violence as unfortunately necessary if slavery in the United States were to be eliminated, and it's hard to argue, really. October 16th in 1909, Howard Taft and Porfirio Diaz held the first summit between a US and Mexican president, and then they both narrowly escaped assassination together. Adolf Hitler delivered his first public address at a meeting of the German Workers' Party today in 1919. 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis began today when Kennedy was informed of photos taken on October 14th by a U-2 showing nuclear missiles. China detonated its first nuclear weapon today in 1964. 1975, the Balibo Five, a group of Australian TV journalists based in the town of Balibo in then Portuguese Timor, now of course East Timor, were killed by Indonesian troops. The official Indonesian version is that the men were killed by crossfire during a battle for the town, although eyewitnesses and evidence points to them being deliberately executed while holding their hands in the air in surrender. In 2007, an Australian coroner ruled that the group had been deliberately killed by Indonesian special forces, and then PM Kevin Rudd declared, "Those responsible should be held to account. You just can't sweep this one to the side." However, no meaningful action has been taken. And finally, in 1995, the Million Man March in support of black rights took place on October 16th in Washington, D.C. About 837,000 attended. Famous birthdays for us this morning. Oscar Wilde, born 1854. Angela Lansbury, still going. She's 95 this morning. Tim Robbins, 62. And tennis player Naomi Osaka is 23 this morning. Happy birthday, Naomi. And so many great musos today. It was hard to pick. Big Joe Williams, he of the nine-string guitar, born 1903. German singer-songwriter Nico, 1938. Fred Turner of Buckman Turner Overdrive is 77 today. Gary Kemp, Spandau Ballet, 61. Robert Mould of Huskadow is 60. Flea, 58. And John Mayer is 43. We're going out on this one this morning. Going out to Bob Weir, founding member of Grateful Dead. 73, Grateful Dead, pioneering godfathers of the jam band world. Highly eclectic, psychedelic sound, emblematic of the 60s and 70s. After the Grateful Dead disbanded in 1995, Bob performed with the Other Ones, later known as The Dead, and has founded and played in numerous other outfits. Going out on a personal favourite, Grateful Dead, Touch of Grey, This Day in History.